This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How Gaps CEO got a turnaround message right. What happened? Gaps CEO recently made a public case for the brand's comeback by tying its cultural relevance directly to specific business targets. Rather than offering the usual vague talk about reconnecting with consumers, the executive named real goals alongside the cultural strategy. It was a deliberate communication choice, and it signals something worth paying close attention to: a leader who understands that vision without numbers is just poetry. The communication angle. Most turnaround stories from struggling brands follow a predictable script. The CEO gets on stage, talks about heritage, mentions the word authentic 4 times, and sits down. The audience nods. Nothing changes. Gap CEO broke that pattern by anchoring the cultural narrative to concrete targets. That is not a small thing. That is the whole game. Here is why it works. When you connect an emotional argument to a measurable outcome, you do 2 things at once. You give skeptics something to hold you accountable to, and you give believers a reason to stay in the room. Numbers without story feel cold. Story without numbers feels irresponsible. This CEO put them in the same sentence, and that combination is what makes a message land with both the investor on Bay Street and the brand manager in the weeds. The specific technique at work here is called anchoring your vision. You state the direction: cultural relevance, brand energy, consumer connection, and then immediately follow it with proof of seriousness, a target, a deadline, a metric. The anchor tells your audience this is not wishful thinking. Anchoring is not complicated, but almost nobody does it consistently. They either lead with data and kill the energy, or they lead with inspiration and lose credibility. The sequence matters. Story first, number second. There's also something important about what the CEO chose not to say. There is no evidence of defensive language, no explaining away the years of decline, no pivot speak. Clean, forward-facing language signals confidence. When a leader stops explaining the past and starts describing the future in specific terms, the audience shifts from judging to listening. That shift is everything. The lesson for anyone speaking on behalf of a struggling organization: your audience already knows things went wrong. You do not need to acknowledge it 10 times. Acknowledge it once, cleanly, then move forward with something concrete. That is how you reclaim authority in the room. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes leadership communication gives you a framework for sequencing emotional and rational arguments so neither one cancels the other out. Most people think they have to choose between inspiring their audience and informing them. You do not. The sequence is the skill. The takeaway. Before your next presentation about a goal, a plan, or a vision, write down the one cultural or emotional reason people should care. And directly underneath it, write the one specific number that proves you're serious. Deliver them in that order, back to back, without filler between them. Do that once and watch how the room changes. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.